Akira Uchida is an international student at Marshall from Japan. He's taking advantage of dialect lessons in the Marshall University Speech and Hearing Center.
And one class we do is we go into the classroom and we learn some slangs, not bad slangs, but you know what American students usually communicate. And also like how to take an order to a restaurant when you go to a restaurant, those kind of basic things. I think that's really, really helped the international students get used to American life and be comfortable talking to American students.
Uchida is part of INTU, an international program that Marshall has teamed with to bring more international students to campus. But with more international students comes a larger need to help them better understand the English language. So a partnership was struck this year with the Marshall University Speech and Hearing Center to offer an elective class to INTU students. As part of the INTU program, students take Pathways courses upon arriving to campus. They're aimed at helping them adjust to the United States academic system. Molly McGowan is coordinator for the Learning Resource Center at INTU Marshall.
Our students need more focused instruction, not only on pronunciation, but it's intonation. It's the stress of our language, not only sentence stress, but word stress can change the meaning of a sentence, the meaning of a word completely, just because the second syllable is stressed and not the first.
McGowan says it's one thing to teach the international students English in a way that allows them to read a textbook. It's another to understand conversation in a way that allows them to understand lectures or what other English students are saying to them when they are hanging out over the weekend.
Also, if you're in a social situation and people are using a lot more idiomatic expressions and just talking in a comfortable, non-academic way, a lot of that goes way over everybody's head because we use metaphor, idiom, and those often don't have a direct translation with the words being used.
Akira Uchida speaks the English language well. As someone who lived in the United States from the age of 4 to 10 in New Jersey, and a year later in life as an exchange student in San Diego, he had a basis for the language before returning to the United States for INTU Marshall's program last fall. He says, though, it was still important to him to take dialect lessons because it's still a tough language to grasp.
For international students, like myself, including myself, we want people to be patient in yourself because you get stuck sometimes. It's going to be completely different. And the people who are patient, they, in order to communicate, they need to be patient for us because it's not like we're native speakers. We cannot like communicate back and forth that often.
Lukia Dixon is an assistant professor in the Marshall Department of Communication Disorders. Dixon is the supervisor of the elective course. She says the dialect modification sessions consist of 4 clinical groups of INTU Marshall students who meet with clinicians for 50 minutes once a week for the entire semester. Dixon says it's important to remember that international students aren't dealing with a speech disorder. Rather, they're trying to learn a language that has nuances that aren't present in other languages.
A person from a various country didn't have a particular speech sound that existed in their language, such as a TH, then we needed to teach that sound and give them some feedback, give them some practice with that.
Akira Uchida says his message to his fellow INTU students is always, you have to speak the language as much as possible.
I was telling these people, the students who are taking dialect coaching classes, I always tell them, hey, these people know your background, they know you can't speak English, but you have to realize yourself that you cannot speak English. In order to improve your English, you need to talk. You need to keep talking. Even if you're struggling, just keep talking.
McGowan says they hope to continue offering the elective to students each fall and spring semester. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.